This month, an iceberg nearly the size of Atlanta broke off in Antarctica. In the words of one scientist, it was both beautiful and terrifying. The glacier, known as Pine Island, is one of the fastest retreating glaciers in Antarctica, where the climate is changing rapidly. Recently, temperatures reached 70 degrees on some parts of the continent. For more on how Antarctica's warmer temperatures and retreating glaciers could affect the world's coastlines, we're joined by Allison Bonwell via Skype. She's a glaciologist at the University of Colorado. Allison, welcome.
Great. Thank you. It's great to speak to you.
Well, Allison, I want to talk to you first about the erosion of this Pine Island glacier. Can you tell us why it's so important?
So, yeah, it's extremely important because Pine Island Glacier and its neighboring Thwaites Glacier is one of the main pathways for ice entering the Amundsen Sea from the West Antarctic ice sheet. And Thwaites and the Pine Island Glacier together have the ability to raise global sea levels by 4 feet in total, which is a huge amount. Also, since 2012, Pine Island Glacier has been shredding 58 billion tons of ice a year, which makes it the biggest single contribution to global sea level rise of any glacier on the planet. So, yeah, it's super important glacier.
And this sea level rise is important because it impacts people in a pretty profound way.
Yeah, I mean, raising sea levels even just by a few centimeters, even a few millimeters, is going to start flooding low-lying communities worldwide. So many towns and cities are, almost at sea level at this point.
And so when we saw the Pine Island Glacier break off, I mean, we're talking about significant pieces here.
Yeah, they're pretty huge. So, in fact, on February 9th, 120 square miles of ice broke off from Pine Island Glacier. That's about three times the size of San Francisco. But then that large piece quickly broke into lots of little pieces, apart from this one bit, which is this iceberg that's now been named B49, that's about 24 square miles in size, which is about two times the size of Washington, D.C., and just to give you an idea of the frequency of these events, so in the past, large icebergs would break from Pine Island Glacier about every 4 to 6 years, but now calving seems to be occurring almost annually, I'd say about every 14 to 15 months.
I want to ask you a little bit more about calving. That's the loss of ice that really is a normal process for all glaciers, but this recent Pine Island Glacier loss is different. How so?
Sure. So I should first say that it's very normal for parts of ice shelves on the seaward front to carve off as icebergs. But if the icebergs break off at a rate that matches the glacier's forward flow, then the ice front stays in place. But if the icebergs are carving at a faster rate than the glacier's flow, then the glacier will retreat, which is what is happening to Pine Island Glacier. And in fact, it's extremely fast at the moment. It's exceeding 35 feet per day. And in the lead up to this recent calving event, it was moving even more rapidly than that. And it was in that period that we started seeing the rifts forming at the ice front. We're particularly worried about the future of this glacier because the front of the glacier was buttressing against a tributary ice flow from the southwest. But in 2018, there was another calving event, and at that point, the Pine Island Glacier lost contact with that tributary glacier, meaning that it now has less support, so it has nothing to buttress up against at this point. So it's much more likely to calve in the future. There's much more likelihood of cracks forming.
We've been talking a lot about climate change and the impact of climate change. Can you talk a little bit about this increased meltdown and what exactly is causing this? Is it really just the change in temperature?
Well, it's two things. It's the change in air temperature, but also the change in the ocean temperature. So 90% of a floating glacier is actually in the ocean. So the more rapidly the ocean is warming, the more rapidly the ice shelf that's in it is going to be melting. And on that note, I should also say that an ice shelf, a floating glacier that is actually in the water, is already floating, is not directly going to contribute to sea level rise. But ice shelves are important because they buttress the inland ice that's on land from flowing into the ocean. And it's that ice on land once it gets into the ocean that will contribute to sea level rise.
You know, it's very important for us to know about this and understand this because of the impact it has on us. But what can we really do to mitigate this, if anything?
Every little helps. We can all try and do better by cutting down on our flying, particularly long distance flying, less driving, using electric cars or hybrid cars at least, turning off light switches. I mean, yeah, every small, minute thing that we can do on an everyday basis is going to help the environment ultimately.
That's Allison Bonwell. She is a glaciologist at the University of Colorado. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.